Okay, we're in the middle of the long braisa, the 48 ways in which Torah is niknes, and we've covered the first four. We're up to be'ema, be'yira, be'anava. Be'ema and yira are different expressions of awe and fear, and anava is humility, and simcha is joy, and be'tahira is purity. So let's try those five. Let's see what he says in the bottom.
A lot of these elements that you need to become a Torah require a lot of work in and of themselves. And
yeah.
A lot to be done before you can even think about being Torah.
See them tell the story about one of the rabbis. I get confused, which is which. That his rebbe told him to learn Hilchos Shechita. He said, fine. He said, how long do you think it'll take you? He said, 6 months. Fine. So after a month or two, he said, how's it going? He said, perfect. You're on schedule? Yeah. After 6 months, he says, okay, you finished? He said, no, I didn't. He said, I thought you were going to finish in 6 months. He said, yeah, it was going along smoothly until I got to the place where it says a sheikh, it has to be Yirei Shamayim. I've been working on that ever since. You know, I'm still stuck at that paragraph. It takes, it's a lifetime to do, and you can work on them simultaneously. You can practice your humility at the same time that you practice your joy of life. It's not contradictory. But of course, Be'emu b'yir, ki eich le'yechzenu chilu ra'oda b'haloise alibai, a person, when he goes to learn, has to have a sense of awe and fear when he realizes shafila ha'kayin ha'gadol lo'yhoyo lo'yrishus li'kanis lifnim le'beis kaitche ha'kadashim rak b'yam ha'kipurim. Imagine this comparison. He's saying, even the Kohen Gadol could only go into the Mokim HaShechina only once on Yom Kippur, at the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. Machma Shasham Hoise Ikar HaShuras HaShechina. Because that's where the main place that the Shechina dwelled, was located. Mkein Ata, now, Shabbatech Da'al Amish Alalacha Amru Chazal, Shasham HaShechina Shaira. When we sit and we learn, it says that after the Golus, the Shechina is found in the Dalar Amishal Halacha, in the Sharma Mesiyonim Bahalacha. The Vada Yilmaid Biyira. Certainly you have to learn with fear of Allah. Yes, you have to act the Chas V'Shalom with Dvar B'Teilim. Now the comparison is, strikes a person. We're saying now that just like the Kohen Gadol going in on Yom Kippur would be fearful, which we understand. So when we sit and learn, we're also mekabel the face of the Shechina, so to speak. And we should have the same aim on Yira. That's something to compare. Sitting and learning to the Kohen Gadol going on Yom Kippurim. I don't think we have the same awe as he did, but it's a striking comparison. In Rav Schwab Sefer, has a very, first of all, a technically beautiful explanation of something in Chumash. We find occasionally in Chumash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, and Moshe Rabbeinu argues with him. There's, so to speak, a disagreement, and then there's an argument back and forth. Find other places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, and there's no argument. You know, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram that your children will be in Galus, there was no argument. Kadosh Baruch Hu said Shechem is going to be destroyed, there was an argument. And so on with Moshe Rabbeinu, when Sodom will be destroyed, there was an argument. And so on. So we find sometimes in the Chumash that Ribbono Shel Olam says something and there's a give and take between the Navi or Nach, and sometimes not. So he said the idea is the following. Wherever it says an expression of Vayered Hashem, Hashem came down, so to speak. That means that Kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, revealed himself in this world, as if he's facing the person face to face, and he told him something. Wherever it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it says by the destruction of Sodom, Erda no ve'era, let me go down and see. Whenever it says Erda, it means Kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings himself down, he's mitzamsen himself, to a point where a person can argue. Because God presents himself in a way in which there's room for discussion. When it doesn't say Eredona, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks from the throne, so there's no discussion. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed, and we accept. So that there are two ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself. He reveals himself with the midah of Erdana, Vayered Hashem Ba'anan, and he reveals himself with the midah of Malchus, where there's no argument. That's Rav Schwab's rule, and he said if you look through Chumash, it fits. Wherever they present an argument, by Kairach, or by, says that, the Shechina came down, usually it says, and they all, felt the Shechina coming, and sometimes there's, and then there's an argument, and otherwise there's not. And Rav Schwab talks about Matan Torah. And Matan Torah is the expression, more than once, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on the mountain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol came down. That's what the Gemara says. How down did God come to within, the Gemara talks within 10 tvachim of the ground, or not 10 tvachim of the ground, we don't know what that means. God came down, where God is up and he's down, it's very hard to know what it means. But the expression coming down is an expression of being available for interaction. So Schwab says, from there we know that when a person learns Torah, a person's supposed to apply his intellect, and svara, and the halacha is not like him against God, but a person has to apply his intellect and svara and try to understand, and this pulpula deraisa. It's as if, in the Medrash it says, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev kenegdai. As if when you sit and learn, God is opposite you, and so you have room for, to apply yourself, room for discussion, so to speak. So that's the idea of Vayered Hashem on Har Sinai. The Vayered Hashem on Har Sinai is a Vayered Hashem every time a person sits and learns. That's this concept. So that's Rav Chaim Volozhin is writing here, that when a person sits and learns, there's a sense, or a person has to try to achieve a sense of the Shechina Kenegdai, and then there would be this Ema in Yira, this sense of fear and awe that a person would have. Ema with them, okay. And the Yud Gimel Midah is that Hashem Hashem Karach Lachanu is used to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Okay, so that's Ema and Yira. So now that we've accomplished that, truth is, if you have Ema and Yira and you can feel the Shechina next to you, I don't know why you need the other 46 things, you know, like it's really pretty good. Okay, but there's more. Banava. With humility. Now, it follows Ema and Yira. If you feel God's coming down to talk to you, so I guess we have to tell you to have Anova. Why was Basil Zeche that we paskin like them? Because they were easy people. They were people that got along, and they always allowed Beishameh to be quoted before them. So there's a mistake that some people think that we paskin like Basil because they're nice guys, and we want to use them as a good example, a role model for Klal Yisrael. So we reward them and paskin for them. So we're saying no. It's because Anova is a midah in which a person is kind of tyra. Since Anova is a midah in which people are kind of tyra, and they still had this midah, so they were closer to the kinyan tyra than Beishame. B'simcha, ki alayme b'simcha, b'shoa achas, yomid yaisa harbe mimash yilmid b'kamashayis ba'atzlus. A person can learn in an hour of joy more than he can learn in many hours of sadness. You're kind of tired with joy. Now the joy here really, it means joy. Simcha means joy, but it means an interest. Somebody who's learning something because God said so, and it's a decree. So he's doing the right thing, but that's not. If you're not going to learn any other way, learn that way. But the way to learn is to have an interest in what you're learning. The simcha, what you're learning, comes from a connection. The person who connects to something feels a simcha in doing what he's doing, as opposed to someone who does it just for a manira, just because he has to do it. So that's the midah of simcha. Gam ki atari hishashuim shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzar shismach midav agadol kazeh. Because Torah is God's favorite pastime, so to speak. Tzar shismach midav agadol kazeh. So a person has to appreciate it. Excuse me? Don't eat Yom Tov? You mean Degel Tal. There's an Agdama. Since people make a mistake, they think it's Shalai Lishma, when you sit and you have a geshmak esvara and you have a lebedekayin in it and you love it, that's shaloi lishma. And when you sit and you know you're fighting off sleep and you're pushing, that's lishma. He says no, the lishma of Torah is the simchas halim. I think what Degli Tal there is getting to is the fact, if I'm not mistaken, that Simchas HaTorah cancels out averis that are from the taiva, from the person's taiva. It's mevatel the averis that come from taiva, and the Simchas HaLimud is mevatel those. In other words, having the joy and the interest in learning is mevatel the einshim for averis that a person might do in areas that are a taiva the other way. So it's a challenge, but it's a challenge. So we try to do in yeshiva to get the boys, you have to do in shul also, but to get the people to have their drive in it, their interest in it, their focus in it, and if a person does it that way, he's able to accomplish more in a shorter period of time than someone the other way. A person focuses, really. Okay, so we covered Eimon, Yiranov, and Simcha. Now, Tahira, he doesn't explain for some reason. I guess he feels we all understand what Tahira is. And then next is Shimush Chachamim, Digdu Chaveirim, and Pilpul Talmidim. Okay, in learning, you interact. I said Tahira doesn't explain. The Mishnah has Tahira.
We don't have
it. You have to be Simcha, you don't have Tahira?
No.
Really? We took it out. Well, here it has Tahira. You have Tahira, don't you? Let's see what the Siddur says. It could be ours is a printing mistake. I don't know. We found printing mistakes earlier. I was just going to work on my Tahara. Now I better stop. I'm going to mess up my Seder. Here it is. Here it has Tahara. It has it in the Siddur. We win on this one.
Literally Tahara or it's a state of mind Tahara?
It may be both. The question is, Tahira is a midah? Or is Tahira mean you should go to mikveh, make sure you're not tame? I assume that they overlap. That means both. That's interesting that your print doesn't have it.
I wonder if we have 48
then. You'll have to count. We'll see as we go if you'll find Tahira elsewhere in the order. Maybe there's a different version in the order. B'shimush chachamim b'digdu chaverim b'pilpul talmidim. Okay, a person learns with Talmud Chacham, with a Chaver, and with a Talmud. This means a Talmud could be a Talmud Chacham too, but it means a Rebbe, a Chavrusa, and a Talmud. So he explains. Ki adavar she Rabba yomer loy, yavin miyad v'yakabloy. Ki Rabba yadea sidur lahavinoy. The Rebbe prepared, and he knows the Seder to teach him. And therefore, shimush chachamim means to be mishamish. Talmud chacham means to do his will. If you mishamish somebody, you know, he wants his shoes on, you put on his shoes. If he doesn't want his shoes on, you put on his shoes. That's not shimush being mishamish somebody. So shimush is doing what he wants, doing his bidding. So by Rebbe uses shimush. Ach divrei chaveira itzarch ledagdik behem. If you're learning with somebody else who's a chaver. So you have to be medagdeik, you have to be careful and not just accept things blindly. The yigra, the yosef, say this is no good, or add something to it, b'sichlai, k'dei lahavinam, to have a proper understanding. So zer shomer, that's the lashon, b'shimush chachamim, and digduk by chaverim. B'talmidim apirayv la'yumatzi b'divrayim davar, but talmidim generally, you're not taking from them, directly, then I teach you things directly. But through the interaction, you will say pilpulim, you'll say questions and answers. Umemela, the sugya will be broadened. Chazal say that I learned much from my rebbeim, even more from my chaverim. Umetalmida yosem ekulam, and more than all from my talmidim. Zeh shamru bepilpul ha-talmidim. That's why he uses a lashon of pilpul talmidim. What should be the opposite?
The opposite. I learned the most from my rebbe.
That's the point. When you teach somebody who's focused, you gain more. I always feel before the first day of yeshiva, I feel like I have to prepare because You know, there are 40 or 50 young men that are going to feher me in a minute. They're going to test me in a minute. Now they're coming in to feher me, but you know, one person focused on Tysus, and one person focused on the Ran, and one person focused on the Ritva, and their expectations that when I walk in, they're not going to catch me on anything, which they invariably do. But I feel like I'm going in for a bechina. So I have to be ready, and there's interaction between all of them. They say a lot of things. I remember when we were proofreading the Art Scroll before publication, and they wanted to motivate us to keep on proofreading again and again. So they would say, you know, next week you can have when Daf Yomi starts Erevin, you can have 10,000 proofreaders. So that motivates you, you know. So with Talmida Yesimakula, from the interaction with Talmidim, it's not about Talmidim who are capable of interaction. You can learn even just from being mishamish them. Even their sichas chulin needs to be understood. So shimish chachamim, I don't know. I always complain to Rav Palm that he didn't let us be mishamishim. And Chazal say shimish tamid chachamim is more than anything else. So he would reply, go and learn. So I'm not sure what the answer is, but what he would say is, naming a stipler, he would say, the stipler, when he walked home from shul, sometimes a young man would come and help and carry his talis for him, and sometimes he would refuse it. So someone who was refused was insulted. He said, you know, my friend carried your talis home, and he didn't say no, and to me, you refuse. So the stipler told him, as miken alein, muzmin alein. As Mekendish Dalein, Muzman and Andra. If you can do it yourself, you do it yourself. If you can't do it yourself, you have to let someone be Mishamish. He said, some days I feel strong enough and I don't need anybody to be Mishamish. Some days I can't do it myself, so then you need someone else. So, and Meken Alein, Dafman Alein, there's some Musa aspect to that also. And Meken, if you can do something yourself, do it yourself. So that's the, who's, by whom? Yeah, okay. Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, that Ben... Is it Ben Azai? When his Tamid, he hid under his bed during his father's house, when his Rebbe was with his wife. That's true. Gemara says that his Rebbe was speaking during Tashmish. So from under the bed, he asked him, is that mutter? So he told him, Pike, lava erachara, get out of here, that's not derech eretz. But then after he followed up and asked him again, he said, lefayis is ishtoi shani. To lefayis, your wife is different. But anyway, yeah. Now we're up to miyat shena, which I hope everyone will practice in the next few hours. And excellent student. But you don't try it. But so miyat shena is... fighting off sleep and not sleeping as much as one thinks one needs, and that's especially true here. I think we're going to have a grand mishmar because Shavuos comes out Tuesday and Wednesday night, and so we stay up Tuesday night, we sleep Wednesday, stay up Wednesday night, we sleep Thursday, so we can have three straight nights of mishmar. No? That'd be great. Okay, so we'll continue with Miyat Shena on Monday.